Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue the Rambam. Hilchos Macholos Asuros Perek Yud Halacha Yud Tes, Chapter 10, Law 19. We're going to the last one of the agricultural products that carries the issue of kashrus, and it's called Tevel. HaTevel Ketzad. What do we mean when we talk about Tevel, that it's forbidden for us to eat it? So he says like this, Kol Oichel, any food, Shuchayiv Lahafrish Mimenu Truma Amaisrus. A food that a person is obliged to separate from him, the gifts to the Kohen and the gifts of Maisrus to the Levim, Kodem Shiafrish Mimenu, before you separate, before you take off the 2% and the 10%, nothing's been taken off your income yet from those crops, Tevel, that's called Tevel. The Usur Lechol Mimenu, and you're forbidden to eat it. Shenemar, as it says in the Torah, V'lo yechalu es kotche b'nei Yisrael, shall not desecrate the holy things of the Jewish people, eis asher yorimu, that which they will raise up laHashem. What does the pasuk mean with that unusual comment? Klomer, Rambam explains, lo yinhagu behem minhag chulin, don't conduct yourself with those things in a profane fashion. Because va'adayim kotshim, these are things that are really holy, sha'asidim lihitarim, that are in the future going to be separated, but unfortunately, since you desecrated it, lohu ramu, will not be elevated and separated. So that's where the pasuk's warning you not to conduct yourself in that way. V'ha'oichel kezayis, what happens if you eat a kezayis, an olive's worth of tevel? Minatevel koidim shiafrish mimenu truma gedoyla utrumas meiser. Look exactly what he's saying here. If you take the tevel before, two specific tithes were taken. One is called the truma gedola. Truma gedola means the 2% you give to the Kohen. Now the way things are supposed to go is in this order. 2% goes to the Kohen. That's the first thing every year in a cycle of agriculture. Then you take 10% of that leftover, the 98%, 98, take 10% and give it to the Levi.
9.8%?
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, and then, yeah.
Original.
And then the Levi, 10% of the 98. The Levi has to give a tenth of his tenth that he just got. So it turns out to be 1% of the original, but 10% of what the Levi have. And that's called Trumas Maser. So now, the Rambam is saying, if you take food before the truma was taken off, and the truma's meiser. Now, the question is, how do you do that if you haven't given the truma, the meiser for the Levi? There's an order it goes in. First, the Kohen's truma. Okay, that I understand. But the next thing has to be, you have to give the Levi his tenth. And then the Levi gives a tenth of his tenth. But we're saying over here, if you take the food before separating, but he's not talking about the truma for the Levi. That's going to be the next halacha we're going to get to.
But it's implied.
Oh, no, it's not implied at all. It's not implied at all, as we'll see in the next halacha.
Okay.
So in other words, what this person could have done is a nasty thing.
Ooh.
Is he could have, let's say, well, it's just not important. There's no truma. In other words, if you don't separate for the Levi, by definition, there's no trumas meiser been given off either. Do you understand?
Yeah. If, I just take
my food, I start eating. So what has not been taken off? A number of things, but these are the ones that are important ones. What has been taken off is the truma. And forget about the miser right now, because that's going to be another issue. But the truma's miser wasn't given off. The tenth of the tenth that the Levi was meant to give wasn't taken off either. Right? So, and now he's eating it. So if these two, only these two we're worried about right now, eating before the truma was taken, and the Levi's tenth of the tenth that was not taken, if these two were not taken, chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, you were supposed to get a death penalty in the hands of God. That's how serious the punishment. Aside, Ram doesn't mention, aside from getting lashed.
Was that a karet?
Because
what's the difference between karet is like?
No, karet is worse. Karet is worse.
Okay.
Karet means you're cut off totally.
That's right.
Misa v'shamayim means in God's court you should die, and He'll take care of you.
Physically die.
Yeah, misa v'shamayim. That's not karet. Karet is worse than that.
Yeah.
But Misa B'Dei Shemayim ain't good either. Ain't good either. Right? And that's besides getting lashed. You're going to get lashed anyway.
So lash is in the kapara for the...
No. I don't think
you don't
that's
get
a kapara for kares. Not for Misa B'Dei Shemayim. I don't think so. Shenemar, how do we know this?
Well, it's not a kapara. You can get both, but you're usually hoping you do tshuva.
Yeah, but it's usually only lashes for kares, not for Misa B'Dei Shemayim.
You don't have lashes for me because it's a low sense.
But I'm saying that you get lashed anyway. Anyway, Shenemar, how do we know that this happens to you? In other words, where do we see the Misa B'Dei Shemayim from over here? It says, V'lo yichalalu es kotshe b'nei Yisrael. He's quoting the same verse he quoted just before. He siu osam avon ashma, and they will carry with them a sin of guilt. Now, it says over here in this pasuk, v'lo yechalalu, they shall not desecrate. It also says in another place, when a tame person eats truma that's tahora, if a tame person, it says the words umesu bo ki yechalaluhu. The one who desecrates it will die. Okay? And over there, it's Misa B'Dei Shemayim. And you have the same words, Yechalaluhu, by eating truma. And over here it says, V'lo Yechalalu. So the hekesh of the words Yechalalu is similar. And just like you have Misa B'Dei Shemayim in another place, you have Misa B'Dei Shemayim over here. So it's bad news. You shouldn't do this. However, what's a lesser degree of bad stuff is Chaf. Aval ha'oichel midavar shenitlu mimena truma gedoyla u trumas meiser. It is a little tricky case too. What if a guy ate from stuff, but one level of tithes were given over here? One level was given. Let's say he gave 2% to the coin. He didn't give 10% to the Levi, but you know what he did? He said, I'm going to take what the Levi would have to give off, that I will give to the coin. So in other words, he gave 3% to the coin, just about. In other words, the 2% he gave to the coin, says, yeah, you're here already, you know what, why should you wait any longer? You know, the Levi, you know, he maybe lied to the coin, he says, you know what, the Levi told me I should give you, he already, you know, he wants to, he left the 1% for you.
Shout out to Levi.
Yeah, he didn't give the Levi nothing. Right. In other words, but you got rid of the two big ones.
Cohen got his full portion.
The Cohen got everything because he got the truma and the meiser, truma's meiser.
Yeah.
He did the Levi. So those big ones are out of the picture. Okay. But, vadayin lo hifrish venu meisers, but he didn't give the tithes. He didn't give the
10%. Well, he only didn't give the
Sadi Gimel. He didn't give to the Levi, etc. Or even there's a few 10%.
Because
there's a bunch of 10%. You have to give 10% to the Levi. And in alternative year, alternating years, you give 10% to the poor. Or you have to take 10% Yerushalayim.
Right.
But if you didn't give any of those 10%, Afilu Nishar Ba'ela Ma'isar, and even though only was left to give to the Ani. Now what's different about that? What you have to give to the poor man, there's no Kedusha. What goes to a Levi has Kedusha, and foreigners aren't allowed to have it. But what goes to the Ani, he doesn't have Kiddush. So even something that's not so sanctified, but you didn't give either of those,
nope.
He gets lashed for eating the tevel. Okay. And later, the Rambam, in Halacha Chaf Aleph, he'll bring the Psukim that tells where you see the source for that is. But for Ein Bo Misa, but there's no death in God's hands. Shane Avon Misa Elabitruma Gilchus Misa. Death in God's hands only is if you didn't give the Truma Gedola and the Trumas Miser. That comes with the death penalty. Okay, but Misers, there's no Misa. Okay?
But who normally gives the Trumas Miser? The Levi, right?
Yeah, so this guy did it. He did it for him. He got rid of the Truma. Because Cohen got what he had coming to him.
Because if he didn't do that, then he would...
Then he'd be in bad shape. He'd be in the Chayv Misa.
So what happens if the Levi doesn't do it? If the Levi gets his 10% and he doesn't
do it? And he eats it, he'll get the same punishment.
Same thing.
But
the Levi takes his 10% and doesn't give to the coin, then he didn't...
Once he gives the 10%, he's off.
He's
not his responsibility.
It's not his responsibility. I gave the 10%, I'm finished. I'm out of the game. But the Levi doesn't give. But here, the guy didn't give, the first case, he didn't give anything.
He didn't give the Levi the opportunity.
He didn't give anything to anybody.
So what if he gave to him, let's say like Sam broke his ribs and he couldn't go? What does he do then? But he's hungry.
The coin?
No, the Levite. You gave it to him and then he got injured. Let's say Samuel broke his rib.
Oh, that's
you call the kohen to come over. Come over, and,
okay, come over.
And take.
No, the other
no,
Sammy.
The Levite. The Levite broke his ribs.
Yes, Sammy and Sam.
Okay. Or email address Sam Pole. And all the email addresses. I send them every day. Okay. Chav Aleph. Let's keep rolling now. Where is the warning in the Torah for the person who eats tevel? And nothing's been separated at all. Shenemar, it says, Lo sucha lecho bisharecha maser degoncho. You're not able to eat in your gates the miser from the grain. Okay, and that's the source for that. That's the love. And that's why you're going to get lashed for these things. Now he gives that general disclaimer. In the laws of what I wrote in other places, in the laws of Truma Meiser, I will go into much further detail. What types of foods are chayv in Truma Meiser? Vezdover butter, what's not? Vezdover chayv in Torah, what's biblically obliged? Vezdover chayv in Divrei Sefer, what's rabbinically obligated? Either way, if you eat a kezayis of tevel that's rabbinically prohibited, or from the mixture of the grapes with the other vegetables, or orla shechutzaretz, or orla, and those last two cases are outside of Eretz Yisrael, which is only rabbinically obliged, or halacha l'moshe misinai, all right? So makin I say makas mardus, he gets rebellious lashes for that. Now, chaveis, hatevel, now he's summarizing everything now. Hatevel, vehechodosh, vehahektish, vesviche shvius, vekilaim, veorla, all these things, tevel, which we just discussed, chodosh, the new crops that we haven't brought to Korban Omer for yet, hektish, things that belong to the Beis HaMikdash, foods, let's say, Sviche Shvis Kilai means the shoots that grow during Shemitah, that you can't have benefits from them. Vekilayim, and also a mixture of two different vegetable products, species. Veha'orla, and the first 3 years. Here's the issue now. Mashkin Hayosr and Sam. Now we're focusing now on the liquids that exude out of the fruits. Let's say orange juice, pure orange juice, gets squeezed out of orange, and now you're drinking that. What's the law of the stuff that's squeezed out? Okay, these laws, and all the above, asurim kamosim, they're prohibited just like them, and it's not vera, however, there is a leniency. Vein loikin aleim, you don't get lashed for eating them. Why? Because that is called shelo kederech achilaso. That's not the normal way to eat an orange. And you go lash for that. Okay? And as well, we know the Rambam says you don't get lashed for having hanoah for these things. So therefore, even though there's a hanoah, but you don't get lashed for the hanoah, and you're not eating, so there's something to stick you with. With the exception, chutz miyayin v'shemen shel orla, except for wine and oil of orla, v'yayin shel kilei hakerem, and wine of the mixture of the vegetables in the vineyard. Shalokin aleim kederech shalokin alzeis alonam shalom, because you get lashed the same, you get lashed for having the olives and the grapes. And the reason they learn it, it's not so simple, just say it's the normal way. The Gemara seems to use a gzeira shava from the fruits, because they call the words, they say the prohibited things are called tirosh v'yitzor, grapes and oil. And there's a different psukim that would suggest that is what the prohibition is, and therefore it applies in all circumstances. And the truth of the matter is that even kilai hakerem gets lashed if it's not kederach hanosos, or if you have to have the psukim, etc., etc. Okay, now chav gimel. Now he's just talking about other things I'm not going to talk about. The yesh b'kadoshim, and there's different holy items. Isur macherim, there's different prohibitions of b'machos and food. Kulam shel torahim, and they're all biblical. For example, isurim sheyesh ba'achilas trumos. What about eating truma itself? We talk about tevel. What about going into the kohen's house and taking his truma and eating his truma? Ubikurim are the first fruits that goes to the kohen. V'chala, and eating the challah that's separated. Umayser sheni, and the second tithes. Visurim sheish b'kadosh mizbeach, and isurim for things, you know, brought on the mizbeach that have, are related to the mizbeach. Going pigol means when a kohen has the wrong thoughts when he's doing the avoda. Or vinosor, or the leftover food from a korban the next day. Vitomi, or tomi korbanos. All those halachas, chalechad mem, yisporim kom, I'm going to explain them all in their proper place. Chav dalet.
Wait, why did you not leave a corner of your field?
I don't know why he didn't talk about peyu. I don't know why he didn't talk. It's, I guess it's not in this, category. Ololos, peret, all those things that don't seem to be included in this. You'd be a ganef, because that's at the, you know why? Because that belongs to the anim. Yeah. It's not the same thing. It's not tevel. It's not tevel. Because
you're stealing from the poor.
That's right. Chavdal, vishir kol achil mem. What's the amount you have to eat to transgress all these things? It's a kazais, an olive worth, bein la malkas, bein la kares. Doesn't matter if the punishment's malkas or kares. Kvarbayarnu iser chametz v'pesach v'divach v'pesach chametz. We already explained all the prohibitions about chametz on Pesach and the laws of Pesach. Aval iser achil b'yom kippur. What about the prohibition of eating on Yom Kippur? That's an iser min b'fnei asma. That's its own unique type of species of prohibition, because it's not a problem with the food. It's a problem of the time of the food. Okay, that's a different problem. And you'll learn that in the laws of Yom Kippur. And also the prohibition of grape juice, wine for a nazir. That's also not prohibition to everybody. So I'm going to leave it in its place too. I'll give you all the rules in its proper place. And all those, I don't have to put them in these halachas because they don't really fit in to the pure agricultural issues that we have over here. Okay. We now begin chapter 11.
So what do? I click on the top somewhere?
So let's see if you can figure it out. That's going to be your fun, right? Let me just put down so we did 19.
That you guys did. Click just... No.
Okay.
What
Mark,
do I do?
We need Mark's... Yeah, that Mark. Mark has the golden touch.
Rabbi, did you put the class list?
The class list? This? Okay. Why, there was nothing that I answered.
Steve doesn't know either.
I didn't finish.
He probably does.
Okay, we're starting now, chapter 11.
Let me see what you're doing.
You have to have the golden touch. Mark's got the golden. If you, when you close it up. See?
How did it administer? Is there like a levy for each farmer?
No, you have your own choice. That's why levies have to be.
P-Y-O-L.
Levies have to be friendly to people.
Oh,
if you're a grumpy Kohen and a grumpy Levi, they're not going to give you. They're not going to give you. So you have to be a nice guy.
No grump potato.
I have, me, the Yisrael, I have the right to give to whichever Kohen and whichever Levi I want on a regular
basis. And Levi comes to the farm, or you take it to...
Well, that's already a different story. It depends how nice you are. Depends how nice you are. But you really separate it. Once you separate it and designate it for them, even if they don't come, you could eat their leftover food already. Okay, let's move on. We now move on to the topic of prohibited wine. That's going to be the next few chapters. 11, 12. 12. Just, oh no, 13, 2. Wow. So much wine. Yep. Three chapters. Mamish. Okay,
we're done with the dining. Now we're doing the wining,
or the crops, whatever. Yeah, good. Aleph. Yayin shenis nasech level. Now we're going to start from the basics and then move our way across the ones that are not as nogea, but then we'll come to the nogea. Yayin shenis nasech avodah zara. Wine that was used as a libation for idol worship. All right. Now we know that wine libations is one of the four primary services of worship for God or idols for that matter. And if you do it for an idol, you get skila, first of all. That's number one.
If
a Jew will do any one of four primary idol worship aspects of the service, you get stoned. Right? Even though that might not be the way that idol has its service done. For example, the Baal Peor. Mm-hmm. Baal Peor had a whole different service. Take a bottle of wine and pour it and pour it in front of the Baal Peor, even though that's not the way you serve the Baal Peor, but that's one of the classic Jewish ways of serving Hashem, and you're serving an idol, you get stoned. Okay, but we're not talking about that, right? But what we are talking about is now that wine that was used for the libation, that is Osir B'Hanah. You're not allowed to, even though we kill the guy, but he said, well, what's wrong with the wine? Let me use the wine at least. No, it was part of idolatrous practices. You can't, it's prohibited to have even any benefit from the wine. And the Rambam will give us the psukim shortly to explain why.
Can't even resell it.
That's number one, for Hanah. Number two, Vashoyseven, what if you drink the wine, calls you even a drop. We're much stricter here, a drop. Not a kazayas, a drop. You get lashed from the Torah for that. Okay, so that you get, so that's not good. Now, and the truth of the matter is, the Rambam will mention the laws of Avodah Zarah. You're really going to get lashed two times. One is for not you're not allowed to bring an abomination to your house. And one that nothing should cling to you from that which is should be destroyed. All right? So even though the Rambam says loike once, really, he's only telling you the loike in terms of, so to speak, the question of yayin nesach. But there is a second lashes that goes when you do that. All right, now. V'chein ha'oichel kol shehu miti kroves avodah zorah. And for them, if you eat anything that is involved in offerings to idols, whatever you bring for an idol, for example, mi basar from meat, o mi peris are from fruits, afilu mayim melchim, water or salt, whatever you did in any type of service or gifts or whatever to an idol, ha'oichel mehen kol shehu, if you eat a little bit of that, loike, you get lashed. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Azoy, Asher chelev zivochemo yochelu, from the fats of their offerings they will eat. Yishtu yayin nesichom, are they going to drink the wine of their libations? Yakumu, will it last, etc., etc. So you see from here that this is not allowed and you get lashed for that. Rambam didn't specify, though, you know, what if you get lashed for Hanah? He didn't, he says it's usur b'hanah. He didn't say what punishment goes for hanah. He just says if you drink it, you get lashed. Or if you eat other things like that, you get lashed. Okay, now, beis. Yayin sh'nisnaseich lo kazevach shekorav lo. Wine that was libated, like an offering for what is brought for. Right? Sh'nisnaseich lo. So it's kazevach shekorav. It's like the korban that it was brought for. Since this prohibition has to deal with idol worshipping, who? Ain lo shir. There's no shir. There's no minimum amount. Anything is anything. He's giving you the reason, what we said in Halacha Aleph, he's giving you the reason now. You get lashed, even though there's no shir. Why? Shenemar b'avodah zarah. Because what does it say? In other words, this is part of idol worship halachas. And what do you know about idol worship? It says, "Lo yidbak biyodcha mumechera." Nothing shall cling to your hands from that which is a disgrace. So nothing means anything, even a drop. That's how we know that wine that was used for idol worship, even a drop, is also. Now we come. That's level one. So I don't know if we have too much of that in Canada. Maybe I don't think
Indian families.
I don't know.
What maybe would be wine wafer, that stuff.
Who?
The wine and the wafer.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what they do there.
You know, that would be
idol worship.
Yeah. Rambam says that's about a zara. Now, Tosafos argue with.
Yeah, but it would have to be machmer on that, right? But okay, but I don't think you're going to come across too much of that. Okay, now we're coming to more ones that are a little bit better here. Gimel. Yayin ha-goy. Let's say wine belongs to a goy, your goyish neighbor next door. You don't know what he does with his wine. You don't know if he libated with it or not. Because a goy could libate, right? So now, huanikar, what is the term we call this? This gets its own term now. It's called stam yenom. Which will say, stam means, we don't know. It's just regular.
Ordinary
wine. And we don't know what they do with this ordinary wine. In Sefer Daniel, it talks about this type of ordinary wine. So ordinary wine, any wine that belongs to a goy, we don't know what he does with it. So since we don't know, aser bano, you can't have any anor from that wine. Just like kamo yayin shenis nasech, it has the same status as if the wine was libated. In other words, the rabbis made a stringency about idol worship to treat it, since you never know. So we therefore say it's like, we treat it like wine that was libated. That's it's a rabbinic, it's a chumrah, right? But they treat it like that. It's a rabbinic prohibition. Now, there's really two issues over here. There's two issues. There's one issue, maybe they use it for idol worship. And the second one, the decree is because this causes intermarriage. This is one of the 18 decrees that the rabbis made to try to keep us away from the goyim. In other words, even the goy didn't do any libations with it. It's just a regular nice sangria that he has, that, you know, nice regular goyish wine, period. And for that matter, it could be a goy owning kosher wine. Right? And stam yenam. So therefore, we're afraid. We don't want to intermarry with goyim. So there's two separate reasons going on over here. Okay? V'hashoysa mi stam yenam reviz. Someone who drinks from this stam yayin. Now we've upped it to a reviz. It's not kol shehu anymore. Mm-hmm. Up to reviz. Makan also makas martis. You get lashed.
Rabbinic lashes.
Right? The lesson is you're not going to get this rabbinic lashes, even though for the real libating wine, we did that. For a little bit, even for anything, you get lashed. Right? And the rabbis treat regular wine like yayin, but they weren't so strict with the amount because it's not really asur kavod zara, because the primary reason is we don't want to intermarry with them. Okay, so therefore we up it to a reviz.
Any issue about benefiting?
Hang on. Doubt. Okay, so that's yayin.
Okay.
What said aser bano? What said it in Gimel? Aser bano. Right in Gimel, you can't have ano. And if you drink it, you get lashed.
Oh yeah, it does say that.
Yeah, okay. Now, doubt. V'chol yayin shiga bo goi. Now we go to the third level. And any wine that a goy touched, just moved it, just touched it. Hareze osur. It's prohibited. Okay, it's prohibited. Why? Because shemen osur also. Maybe when he touched it, he had in mind for the heebie-jeebies. You know, he had in mind to for his idol. You know, you don't have to pour some, it's just, you know, move it around, do a little vinaigrette stuff with it, you know, elevate it and whatever. So, you know, your nanny could just come in the house, take a bottle, and, you know, it's her yontif, and they do this, for my God.
She's not gonna come her yontif for you.
Her yontif, whatever, please. Anyway, because maybe they did it, shemach sheves hagoy l'avodah zarah, because their thoughts are definitely could be for avodah zarah. Right? So even
Kavana, you're saying they don't have to do the avodah zarah, just kavanas.
That's right.
Zara.
That's right. They libate even out in front of the idol. They, what do you call it?
The kavana. It has to be open, right?
Well, he hasn't got to there yet. That's going to be the next set of halachas. That's going to be tomorrow. It's virtual avodah zarah. You know, he just does it in his house, and he has in mind. You know, Mecca, place, wherever they're going, whatever. Rome. Okay, right. Holomada, what do we learn from this? That it's not only the goy's wine, but it's going to be even a Jew's wine. Shiyan Yisrael, Shinagaba goy, even it's Jewish owned wine. But the goy is touching it. Dino kestam yenam. We treat it like regular wine of the goyim. Shu aser bano. That it's aser bano. Because he could have meant to do idol worship with this, right?
So what about looking?
One second. A Jew cannot say he has no power to make up my mind, mess up my mind without my agreement. No, they could mess it up. So maybe wine could be the same.
What about looking as opposed to touching?
Looking is nothing.
I've heard people.
Those are little bottle chews.
Okay. They're not like that.
They're not people.
No, there's
why? They have all different. They have pug'em. They have pug'em. They have pug'em. If the bottle's open, even when you're making kids. But anyway, we're not going to worry about that. We don't have a problem with that.
We were talking previously about ownership. Does that? I take it we're still talking about open bottles.
We haven't talked about that yet. The Rambam's going to get to that later, so let's be patient for tomorrow.
When you buy from the liquor,
the Rambam haven't talked about closed and open yet. We have to wait and see. The Rambam will talk about it. Just be patient. We'll get to that. Okay, let's stop over here. It's a good place to stop.
Jeremy's fixed.